Ready? Are we live? How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm caught off guard again. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. There's the ladies, man. We all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing really good so far, man. Just a lot of work going on here. We have so much stuff underway between the cars, the projects in the shop, the rally team, the race team, the road course setup, our touring trailer, an RV. I mean, all of our stuff we have just getting underway right now. 20 people going 50 different directions, hands in everything. So it's just wild here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode's brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MSOutlawBoutique.com,
561-660-6695. You forgot the number.
I was trying to hand it off to you.
I don't think so. You forgot.
Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise is the social vodka. It is the 2017 San Francisco World Spirits double gold winner. Bubba, tell us about Monkey in Paradise, man.
Man, dude, I'll tell you what. Those guys are just stand-up guys. I've been doing a lot of Instagrams this morning on my account personally. I know you've been getting a lot of the business page ones up, and it's just been, you know, that alone right there takes, you know, 15, 20 minutes a post to get these top quality posts up that we do and throw all the love to all the right people, you know, all the crew out there that we associate with, that we run with. You know, it just takes a lot of time and a lot of work.
Bub, this is the two-time, thank you, Vinny. Vinny is our exotic car tech. This is the Monkey in Paradise two-time double gold winner. Monkey in Paradise asks, what's your paradise? But they remind you, Bub,
drink responsibly.
Please, drink responsibly, especially when the monkey is in the house. TonyRienzi.com, TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. There are no better. He's here. We're doing some other business stuff with him as well. Bub, it's pretty exciting. Morpheus Designs, got to give them a shout out, Bub. Morpheus Designs is getting ready to tag the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports touring trailer and rally car. You're going racing Saturday.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff going on. We have, again, we've got every department is underway, not only from a mass production standpoint here at the facility, our mechanical department, our upholstery department, our paint and body department, our rally and drift team, I mean, our road course team, getting everything set up and trying to handle all this stuff and still work with all of our day-to-day clients, man. It is a 24-hour-a-day job, truly, and we're cramming it down into 10, 12, 14 hours a day. That in itself is a very, very heavy task, and to make sure that the quality never fails or dips all the way across that time is pretty tough.
That's correct. Carsandcoffee.com, the Guinness World Records largest holding Cars and Coffee event, not carsandcoffee.com, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beaches.com. This year, this month, we're July 31st, at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall from 9 to 12.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this Bel Air that came in a couple years ago. This thing had just gone through a massive, disgusting destruction phase by the previous facility that had it. The gentleman that owns this is a local prominent attorney. He brought it into you. You completely redid the entire body on this car. We can see the wheel and tire combination that was originally on this car. We're not going to replace it yet because...
Well, that gives you an idea, too, of the example of the condition this car was in just by looking at something as small as the wheels and tires. Man, typically those are fairly clean on cars. These things are just pitted piles of rusty junk. And that is not going to be what's on this ride when it goes out and hits the streets.
But you are taking this and you're doing what you are known for in the industry, is taking some of these older cars. Not only are you very deep in the high-end exotics and things like that, but you also build very, very top-shelf resto mods and pro touring cars. This particular car will have an LS motor. What's an LS motor, Bub?
So an LS motor was the engine that General Motors produced, and I want to say, let me see, the first year of the LS was, I believe, 97. Mm-hmm. That engine came out. It was a very base motor. It was a 5.7-liter LS1 that produced just over the 350 horsepower mark. Really good motor. It's balanced very well. It's very, very strong. Very nice power and torque curve. It's got beautiful reliability out of it. It's lightweight with its aluminum characteristics. And it's a fuel-injected system, so you can't go wrong with that. It's a lot of modern, but now that motor has evolved multiple stages down the line to now where we're even turning back into some of the newer LT motors and all aluminum and factory supercharged. And that's what this car is going to get. It's an LS-based platform, It's going to be a good 400, 450 horsepower engine and drivetrain setup when it's done. It's going to be very nice. It'll give this client everything he needs to go out in this drop-top Bel Air and just cruise down the streets with no problem whatsoever.
Bob, I love the paint and body on this thing. It was rusted to the ground. There were holes all over this thing. You cut everything out. You made patch panels for this. You welded it together. You like all of your cars to have a magnet go to them so that there's no body filler found anywhere. Let's talk about this beautiful custom paint you mixed on this thing. It does have a, when it's in the sun, it glows with gold from the underneath, and the pearl just comes out.
Yeah, this is actually the name of this paint is considered a deep cherry pearl, or deep cherry pearl metallic is the way it's actually licensed and listed. So this paint is a standard base coat, clear coat. It's not a three-stage, four-stage paint, and that's what a lot of these clients want with these cars. So if there is, God forbid, ever a scratch or a dent or a problem, it doesn't take, you know, some very rare person to be able to fade and blend pearls properly and shadow lines and dusting. You can just mix up a base and a clear as long as you've got that original code. You can mix it up and you can shoot it. And 97, 98% of the time, you're going to have a very nice fade and it's going to look really good. You'll never know the damage was there. So we went with the deep cherry pearl metallic on here, base coat, clear coat. This is all by PPG. Everything on this car started with 3M prep products. Went to PPG in the middle for its paint, and then it finished off with the 3M prep product or finishing products at the end, with all the way down to the Trizac series 1500 and 3000 we've done in the wet sanding and buffing stages we've shown. And this car has already had, the passenger side of this car has been done. It takes a lot of time, man. Each one of these panels, for example, to wet sand them and to buff them is a day's worth of work. Each one minimum.
Each one takes you a day.
So that gives anybody out there the idea of, hey, listen, if I want to go buff my car, it's not a, you know, 1 hour thing. This isn't a quick just scuff and run around with a buffer. You're still gonna have a lot of orange peeling grain. This paint, if you guys have stayed up with our Instagram, is literally reflective like a mirror. I don't know if you guys can see the clarity in the paint from the Mevo camera we're using to shoot. Sometimes that clarity is not as crystal as it is here in person. But this paint, literally, I'm looking into it and I can see every speck on this floor at this angle shooting down. So this is a beautiful paint job. Once it's done and it's got all the chrome trim down the side, the chrome door handles, it's got gold Bel Air script on the front, the rear, the sides, this thing is going to be an absolute gem when it's done.
You can, ladies and gentlemen, see an example of this at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Instagram page. The clarity is absolutely stunning.
Yep.
You took pictures of it while you stood over. Not only could you see the reflectivity of the roof and the contents of the door as it was rolled up, the paint shop door as it was rolled up, but you could see the clarity and every word in your tattoo on
there. Yeah, and again, that's just by taking pure time to do this. I mean, this door alone, we just hung this thing about 20 minutes ago, putting this door on. It's not even on its final alignment, but we wanted to get it on and show completion on this side for you guys. This car is in its final stages of what we would consider our paint and body detailing, buffing, and assembly. So that means we've got more to wet sand and buff. We have more to detail, getting all the compound out of the cracks everywhere. There's white compound all around the edging right now from where we've already been buffing and working. But you can see we're in that step, and then we're in the step of assembling doors, trunk lid, the hood. The hood's not going to go on until we're finished doing the engine bay and the engine itself. We've got a long way to go there, so we'll see how it turns out.
It's going to be beautiful, Bub. I was going to ask Bub to tell us a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you the inside of this vehicle is going to have a very custom interior as well, which we'll be bringing to you. It will include dual bucket seats with a custom-made console that runs from the rear all the way up to the front, where it will have the latest in modern technology. It'll have a backup camera. It will have forward-looking cameras. It will incorporate many of the luxury items that you see in today's more high-end top-shelf vehicles. Let's say, for example, the Mercedes-Benz or some of the other cars out there. In fact, not only just Mercedes-Benz, Chevrolet is incorporating these things into their vehicles now as well. So this is the quality of what you'll receive here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It is about taking time. It is about doing the right thing. It is about... ...off the set. I've lost my Parker here.
Don't worry, I'm back.
There we go, Bob. What was the technical difficulty?
One of the airlines started leaking in the shop. What are the chances, right? While we're filming live, that's the way it goes. One of the freaking airlines starts leaking. So you guys may hear a quick disconnect here in a second, but just ignore it.
Hey, Bob, let's talk a little bit. I was talking a little bit about the...
That was the wrong one, Tony.
Wrong one, Tony. That's it. Nope, that was the wrong one, Tony.
Wrong one, Tony.
Tony Rienzi, the exotic car guru, is offset by the exotic car bay behind us.
Yeah.
There are two Ferraris sitting on right there, Bug, and he's unplugging some of those airlines so we can film. Well, let's talk a little bit about this custom interior you're going to make. It's going to be a brown leather with a console, a front to rear console in it, touchscreen, nav, all of that good stuff as well.
Yeah, so this car is going to be, as I mentioned, it's a 57 Bel Air. The reason behind our interior choice on this car is the 57. The way you could tell that these cars are factory option V8s, if they were a true Bel Air, not a 150 or anything like that, straight 6.3 on the tree, was the fact that they came with gold emblems. So they had gold emblems on the trunk and the gold emblems on the rear. So you've got gold plating for emblems on the front, sides, rear of this car, some accenting on the inside where it's got the Bel Air scripting. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. So now what I'm going to do is tie in some of that gold with a tan leather interior, and then I'm going to do a candy red stitch in the tan leather interior to match and color contrast that whole system. So it's going to look absolutely beautiful. A lot of hard work is going to go into it. Greg, our upholsterer, is going to be on this thing for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a camel color top on this car that's going to be all true canvas, so it's going to be very, very nice quality material, upgraded much more than the stock. This thing's going to be amazing when it's done.
But I want to talk a little bit, what are some of the technologies you're going to bring into this vehicle? We're going to have a back-looking camera, forward-looking camera. What are the things we're going to bring into this car for the client?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of stuff, man. I think our producer has a question over there. He was holding up his screen there a minute ago.
Mr. Producer, go ahead, sir.
My name is Seth Goldberg. Love you guys. Joseph Kramer. Is the Bel Air a body on frame? What do you use for undercoating?
Okay, we're going to answer two of those questions.
Yep.
First of all, let's start with Seth Goldberg.
Seth Goldberg.
Seth is one of the Monkees. He is one of the founders and owners of Monkey in Paradise. And Monkey in Paradise is the social vodka, as we all know. It's vodka done Bubba style. But they remind you, please, ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please drink responsibly.
Yep. Big time.
Joseph Kramer from out in Fairfax wanted to know, is this a body on or a body off restoration? And what will you do with the underside to coat it, Bub, which is what you do on every car when you get done?
Yeah, so super good questions, Joe. Good morning to you on that.
Good morning.
Number one, that's a good question that you asked, body on or body off, the frame situation on this car. This is what you would consider a frame on restoration, meaning we never separated the body from the chassis. Reason for it is there was no critical reasons, no severe rust paneling. The floors in this car were in great condition, very solid. The body mounts and bushings were all very solid, very good condition as well. So once we media blasted everything down on the underneath, we cleaned it all. You can steam it all and wash it with a heavy duty degreaser and power washer, very high grit. And you can literally get to it, and then we can recoat all of that with what we use by a company called SEM, S-E-M, and it's a full factory style undercoating that you can put on and seal all these components so that there is no further rust, no further rust comes through, no new rust starts, and then you start putting on all your brand new suspension components and it looks beautiful underneath.
By the way, Bub, speaking of alcohol, we want to say good morning to Ben Etheridge out there, the owner of Black Bull Rum. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Yep. Good morning, Ben.
Producer, you got a question?
I got one more.
Yes, sir.
Tony says, where's the airline?
Tony Rienzi, the exotic car guru and salesman to the star, says, where is the airline? He's laughing offset over there.
He's got 100 feet of air hose coiled around him right now like a snake.
He sure does. Bub, exciting day yesterday with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Drift Team. Mm-hmm. Great stuff coming about with that. You have rendered that vehicle. You have decided what it's going to be. You have placed an order. Things are getting ready to go down the track, so to speak, with that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff underway. I'm not ready to release that information yet. You guys, when we bring this thing out, it's going to come out of the gate hot, and you guys are going to see it firsthand live on the spot. We're going to do live streams with the car. We're going to do full track events with the car, so you guys will see this thing the second that we are ready to release it, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be really fun.
You have decided to split the rally team apart, Bub, in terms of the cars.
Yep.
You are going to use the 97 E36, am I saying that right?
E36 M3
platform. That car will be on display. It's being ready to race on Saturday. We go racing at the Palm Beach International Raceway.
Yep.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports touring trailer and tractor will be out there. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus will be out there. We will have one of the 981 or 991 Porsches on display, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches on display out there. And it's just going to be a good time. If you're there, we will be talking to the World Rally Champion and driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team about giving people rides. So this is a chance to get with a world champion and get in the seat of that car and see what this is really all about.
Yeah, it's going to be really good, man. We have a lot of stuff going on. You guys are just going to have to stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for the finishing touches on this 57 Bel Air. We're still quite a ways out on this thing. We've got a lot of accessories to put in this car, a lot of upholstery work, drivetrain, mechanical, electronics, lighting, trim polishing, powder coating, plating. We have a lot of stuff to get done on this thing, so stay tuned. This is going to be one gem when it rolls out of the
shop. It's going
to
be really, really fun. I'm excited, Bub, about the touring trailer. It is Morpheus is in there in the house with us. We were talking to them this morning. Those guys are going to help. We're going to dedicate the trailer now to the Lion Pride, which is made up of a group of very high-end South Florida business owners. Tony Rienzi from TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, is there with the Lion Pride. Sean Kelly at DNA Motorsports, DNA Service Concepts, Kerry at DNA Motorsports, Morpheus, Cars and Coffee, just all of them.
Yep, a whole crew, man.
We are renumbering the car as well. The number is, she is going to be we're retiring 46 and bringing out number 78. If anybody knows anything, Bub's birth date is 7/28/88. So everything is 0728. In racing, you can have two numbers. 7 and 8 are going to be the numbers for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally cars, Bub.
Yep, really good stuff, man.
Very interesting.
Yep. Man?
So it's good stuff that's going on out here, Bub. What are we going to do this afternoon?
I gotta work, dude. I gotta get out and work, man. I feel like junk. I'm tired of doing this every day. I've gotta go work. My throat hurts. My face hurts. I'm sick, dude. I've been sick for 5 weeks, so I just wanna work. Sorry you guys gotta deal with it, but stay tuned for what we got coming out of the shop. There's a lot of insane stuff. We keep you guys up to date, no matter how we're feeling around here at BEM. So that's it.
We enjoy being here with everybody, Bub. And we thank everybody for bringing us into their family. We appreciate, Bub, all your hard work as well. We know you have been sick. We were just back at the doctor 2 days ago to see what this thing was all about.
Yeah, man.
I think I'm getting it.
Well, maybe.
It's certainly going around, isn't it?
Yep.
So, Bub, we're going to jump out of this segment this morning. Until tomorrow, Bub.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner today. Open the door for somebody who's got gifts in their hands, or they're too heavy, they're carrying something too heavy, or they're too elderly. If somebody's got a hole in the bottom of their shoes, man, put a pair of shoes on them. If it's yours, do that. If it's not, go to Payless. That's cheap. What's he barking about down there, Bub?
I don't know.
Somebody's hungry, man, feed them, please. There's a lot of hungry people out there on the streets. McDonald's is cheap. 7-Eleven's on every corner. Feed them, please. Until tomorrow, keep on doing it. Bubba style.